fatherless kids are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior than children from intact married homes. They're 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 32 times more likely to be a runaway, 20 times more likely to have behavioral problems, 14 times more likely to commit rape. I could go on and on and on. And this last one, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. And to me, that's saying something. This is not working. What we are doing is not working. This whole I can be both mother and father to my child has not worked out for us. And the fact that our leaders, Al, Jesse, I'm looking at you, I'm talking to you, are so busy chasing ghosts and television cameras that they're not, they're chasing ghosts and Rome is burning. We are suffering. While they're out chasing Glenn Beck, Rome is burning. And this is a key issue. I've called them out on the blog. Why aren't you speaking to this? You know, if you're so for the black community, this is a central issue. A lot of problems would be solved if we would focus on our generation, focus on making intact families. And to be honest with you, the whole slavery issue is just a crock of wool, because when slaves were emancipated, the first thing they did was go out en masse to get married. Women and men who had been living together went out to get married because it was so valuable to them. So when people say that slavery is the reason why we have out of wedlock births and marriage rates is so low, they're wrong in their history, and they need to go back and open a book, because that is not the case.
Crystal, and you bring up a really good point. You know, as you know, the platform of the show, Jennifer and I are both conservatives, which is very rare to find, you know, two black women conservatives. But, you know, while I may not identify with the entire conservative platform, I do strongly believe in personal responsibility. And I feel that, you know, a solution to out of wedlock first would be for men and women to take responsibility for their sexual relationships and for the children that may come out of that. So, you know, I agree with a lot of what you said, but let me ask you this. I understand that while you are concerned with out of wedlock first, that you also don't necessarily advocate marriage as a solution. Am I correct about that, Crystal?
I'm going to have to say that marriage is the ideal, but you know what? World peace is also the ideal. So, you know what? There's got to be some level of realism brought to this. And to ask the people of post, World War II, post-sexual revolution, post-hippie generation, to not engage in sex is just a little bit too far out and too far from reach. I think I would lose too many people. And so really, I will say that the goal is to be married. Mm-hmm. However, if marriage is not something that, for whatever reason, is not something that's on the table, then you need to be wedded to this commitment to this child, and that you need to be wedded to a commitment to preserve your body, your reproductive organs, your womb, the birth, the entryway for another black child. That is your responsibility to preserve yourself. It's the man's responsibility to be responsible and to put aside whatever carnal feelings that he has for 2 seconds and reach for the Trojan.
I know we have to wrap up. I didn't get a chance to have a question, but I did have a burning question I wanted to ask, since we didn't have any callers. I know there. You mentioned, Kristen, at the top of your talk about tonight, how there have been people who've been saying to you that you're putting down single moms, and you're putting down black men, and just devil's advocate from their perspective. So what this initiative is about, just to clarify for me, is prospective. It's not a kid who's already here, who relationship with, you know, whose parents' relationship was already broken down and they've already moved on, kind of like, you and your child or your father. So it's prospective, this initiative. That's my question. Because if it's in the past, nothing you can do about it now. So just clarify.
Right. And you know what? And you know who no wedding, no room is for? It's for that child that is a result of that broken down relationship. Because you know what? There's no sense to me talking to somebody who's 45 and has four kids and is no longer of marriageable age, of reproductive age. My goal is the kids. My goal is girls my age, my daughter's age, 12 years old, high school, before you get married, in college. Those are the people who are still malleable and open to this, and not going to be defensive because they feel like they have to be the exception. That's another thing that I get, is that people feel defensive because they perhaps have are single parents. And I have to say, you know what? It's time to own it. I was a single parent. I owned it. You all have to take responsibility because it's about the kids. And once you stop pointing fingers at each other and look down at the kid and ask the kid what they want, then your perspective will be different and your focus will be different when you stop being selfish and start being selfless.
Kristen, let me ask you this. We want to have to wrap up, but I have one more very important question for you, because I want you to use this radio show as your platform to invite people to get involved in your No Wedding, No Room initiative. My question is, why are you doing this online? And for anyone who's listening, how can they get involved if they so choose?
Well, basically, this is an old-school version of a civil rights movement with a new school twist. Blogging makes it so easy to network. You have, say for instance, we have 100 bloggers and their followers link on, and then their followers of their followers link on, and then the next thing you know, we've reached millions of people, and we've done it much more efficiently than, you know, the March on Washington. We've reached so many people, and the internet is forever. If people want to get involved, we're still looking for bloggers. We want varying perspectives. You can go to beyondblackwhite.com and click on the page that says No Wedding, No Room. We also have the URL, noweddingnoroom.com, and which also links to that site, and you can get information there. So I'm also on Facebook, so friend me, PM me, and we'd like to have as many voices as we can.
Well, thank you so much, Priscilla. And again, please go to her website to get more information, or you can go to rightofblack.com, and Priscilla's profile is on our website, and there's also a link to her website. There's more information. Priscilla, thank you for being our guest tonight. I believe this is a very important initiative, and I'm glad you decided to share it with all of our listeners.
Oh, thank you, Shannon and Geneva. Thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh, no problem.